WM.
7:10. Now, the group that represents people living in Digbeth says they're concerned and upset that there is still no official plans for this year's St. Patrick's Day parade, which is amazing when you consider that there are only 8 weeks to go before it's due to be held. A new organising committee was voted in at a meeting in the Irish Centre in Digbeth last night after members had issued a vote of no confidence in the previous organisers late last year. So almost like a bit of an internal coup, if you like, has taken place amongst the organising committee, which again, with just 8 weeks to go to the event, is, shall we say, leaving things to a bit to the last minute. Val Woodward is the chair of the Digbeth Residents Association. Morning, Val.
Good morning.
And you're concerned here that no one's yet informed you what's happening, whether you'll have a role to play, and what's going to be happening on St. Patrick's Day.
It is, because the parade's just so important to Digbeth and to us as an organisation. Mm. We're local active citizens, and so are the people on the parade, and it's really important. We've joined in the past really enthusiastically, and we've really enjoyed it. We've taken along a banner and a float, and we want to again, so we're really worried that things are so late.
So you as a residents association have a float every year, but 8 weeks to go, you still don't know, or have not been asked to provide one or get one together. When do you normally hear about what's happening on St. Patrick's Day?
We usually start thinking about it a good 6 months beforehand, and we usually hear round about Christmas. So at the very least, we're usually really up to speed by now about what's happening.
So this is quite last minute then, really, in comparison with previous years. Are you concerned with just 8 weeks to go, the event will suffer for lack of preparation?
I think it could, but one of the things about Digbeth is we're so amazing about just getting things done. And most of the people involved with this, I think, will just pull their fingers out and we'll hopefully have another superb parade.
Mm.
But we are worried, yes, obviously.
And certainly when you can, I mean, again, for a lot of people, we're all aware of how big a deal St. Patrick is in Birmingham. We've said time and time again, next to Dublin and New York, it's the biggest parade outside of those two hotspots, certainly for Irish communities in the world. So it's a huge moment in Birmingham's social calendar. Give me some thoughts from you, Val, on behalf of your association there, about this new committee. What do you want to hear from them? This new committee that was voted in last night, what do you want to hear from them now?
We just want to hear what everyone's going to do to make sure things happen. I think Digbeth is very, very proud of having that massive parade that is so well known in the area, and we want to make sure it works. But also, as an organisation at a practical level, we want to just organise our float and our banner.
Mm. And again, let's just stress for our audience, there's certainly no suggestion that it's not going to happen or there's going to be no St. Patrick's Parade. That would be an absolute crying shame. The question mark is how much bigger and better it can possibly be with only a few weeks' preparation, isn't it?
It is. So, yet again, it's going to rely on the voluntary activity of people in the community. But that's what we do. Digbeth Residents Association are just active citizens who do things voluntarily, and so is the parade. So we will yet again be working really, really hard in our spare time to make sure it happens.
Right, Val. Good talking to you. Best of luck with it. Val Woolworth is the chair of the Digbeth Residents Association. After 8 o'clock this morning, we'll hear of the